So what you have on the one hand is, you know, the option of, oh, you know, we just got to figure out what's going on. We have the gisha that you need to, you just ignore whatever's going on and just look at the objective evidence. And then if there's enough objective evidence, because usually because of ede biru or ede kiyum issues, like, oh, has to happen vis-a-vis the edim, so you need objective proof. And the third gisha was that not only do we need to know, but not only do we need to know, we actually need to know objectively what's going on in your head, right? So not only do we need to know, and we need objective evidence for that, we need objective evidence that proves that that's what's going on in your head. Now, because of that, what happens is that we might have a very, very high bar for when you're going to actually say that you have Vaday Kiddushin. Because even if they meant it, it doesn't really matter if their intent isn't made in such a way that we objectively know that they meant it. And what's really kind of tricky about that is that, right, how do you ever know what's going on in someone's head, right, on an objective level? So when it comes to dini momonos, we can usually say, well, you know, this is what's normal, and we can kind of assume that that's safely what's going on, and that's enforceable enough, right, for monetary law. But because of the special nature of kiddushin, that we need it to be made objective to the edim, it's not just that we need to know, but you need to make it known to the edim objectively, right? You have to like present it. You have to sort of manifest it for the edim. So then, any time is really the only way. You know, or one of the only ways to like really, really know that you're safe, and this is a throwback to the double ring ceremony situation, was to really follow the standard procedure, right? If you have anything other than like a standard wedding setting, it's very hard to know 100% what's going on in people's heads, right? So if you have a chuppah and everyone's doing everything by the book, so you can basically say, oh, okay, we actually know what's going on in their heads, right? But you know, once you go off script, we don't really know, right? And that's where I think that really, really high bar comes from, is this idea of not only do we need to know, and not only do we need you to, you know, sort of present it objectively, but we actually objectively need you to have manifested what's going on in your head. And since your head doesn't come with an LCD that just broadcasts what's going on in your head, you know, you need to find a way, some sort of, you know, social norm that does that for you, right? And that's one of the good things about social norms, is that social norms, right, really sort of impress themselves in our minds, so that when we do something, you know, that society has told us many, many times means X, so we just assume that that's what it means, right? And then we think that, right? It's a nice example of thought control, right? We've been trained to think certain things in certain situations, right? So in those situations, we can almost safely assume that that's what you're thinking, right? And it's actually pretty cool. Nice benefit of society. It's a good thought control, right? But the fact that, you know, socially, right, this ex ma'amad, let's say, chuppah and kiddushin, right, going to a wedding, is that you're getting married, right? You can safely, not even just safely, objectively, it's basically impossible for the human mind standing under a chuppah, right, and giving a ring or accepting a ring, to not be thinking, I'm getting married, right? I don't think, you know, if you could take someone, they wake up from a coma, and you like wheel them like straight under a chuppah, right? They might be a little disoriented, but you know exactly what's going on in their head. One is, wait, why am I under a chuppah? And the other thing is like, oh, I'm getting married, right? So that's just a very cool thing, but that sets a very high bar also, right? Because then you need that sort of thing to like forces the brain to automatically be thinking that. Okay, so now we're moving on from, right, the people's actions and words to bring the edim into the picture. Okay, what do the edim need to know? What do the edim need to see? Okay. Yedia and Edim. What do the Edim need in this whole picture? Okay, so the Shulchan Aruch paskens, Tzach sheyiru hamikadesh v'hamit kadeshet et ha'edim, the Chasan and Kala need to see the Edim. Aval imro osam shnayim me'achalon, let's say, they're, you know, I don't know, they're in the middle of nowhere, And he says, "Hare Mikudashasli," and happens to be looking out of the window at that moment where two Edim, Vehim Rowan Ve'inam Nirin Lo Ola, right? They see, but he can't see them, and she can't see them. Inotzricha Mimenu Get. Okay, so it's Vada not Kiddushin. Haga. Okay, so before we get to the Ramah, so far, right, what can you say about that? They don't see the Edim. Okay, now, important, Shulchan Aruch says not only do we not assume that it's good Kiddushin, but it's Vada not good Kiddushin. She doesn't need to get. It's not Safek Kiddushin. It's not like, oh, it's like only Safek Kiddushin. It's not Kiddushin at all. Yeah, Tehila.
I think going back to what, I don't know, it reminds me of what we said a while ago with regarding to Biror within Amira. Is it about the two of them knowing what's going on between them, or is it about, you know, the A-team really understanding what's going on between them? And I think that if you're saying that in order for it to count as a formalized legal process, there needs to be A-team. There has to be like knowledge and dot on their end that they're going into the legal process, including, you know, something that's communicated to the outside. So if they don't think A-team are there, there's no reason to say they know they're doing Kiddushin.
Okay. So you can emphasize different points of what you're saying. Everything you said is good. But I think you pointed out like a few different possibilities, right? So there's no way to know that they meant Kiddushin because they didn't do it, right? Knowing that there are Edim there. You also, even if they did, if it's a formal legal process, right? If you don't do it in front of a judge, right? And it just happens to be that a judge was standing behind you and, you know, when they did it, maybe that, right? That also doesn't work, right? It's not just about the fact that there happens to have been a judge nearby, right? Maybe you need to do it in front of a judge, right? It's the being in front of a judge that matters. So maybe the legal process needs to be done vis-a-vis, right?
But in that case, why would they specify knowing that the Edim are there as opposed to the Edim being there?
I mean, there are Edim there, right? There is a judge standing behind them in the parallel in American law, right? They just don't know it. If they know that the judge is looking and the judge knows that they're, right, they know that he's there, so that's good. Another question, it could be the opposite, right? Let's say they know the judge is there, but the judge doesn't know, right, doesn't notice it. I mean, he sees it, then they do it, and then he sees it, right? But he had no intention to be a judge. He wasn't wearing his judge hat at the time, but they knew he was a judge, and he saw it, right? It's another possible wrinkle. Right? You have to have him put on his judge hat at the time. Right? But then you can step from, let's say, let's put it in a spectrum. So you can have all the way on the formal process, the legal formal process of saying, wait a second, this is a legal formal process. You need to really, you need to do it in public. You need to do it in front of the Edim. The Edim are part of it, right? All the way, in which case maybe you even need, you know, the Edim to be wearing Edim hats at the time. I don't know why at weddings we don't have like special Edim hats that the Edim wear. You know, they could be like conical or something. I don't know. Say Edim on it. Like red with like fur trimming, little pom-pom at the top. Sorry. I was going to say like, you know, Masada Kedushin's little helpers or something. That'd go a little too far with my metaphor. Right? So you can go all the way from like, they have to have their Edim hats on, all the way, you know, through the spectrum of like how much objectivity and, you know, objectivity of their das do we need to have. Right? Maybe we just don't really know what's going on in their head because they're not broadcasting it. You're right, we see what they're doing, but they didn't broadcast that, you know, there's no LCD on their head and there's no social norm that forces them to be thinking that because they're not standing under a chuppah in front of Eidim. Or we actually literally have no idea what's going on here, right? I'm saying sometimes you walk in on something in the middle and you have, you know, it looks like one thing, but it could really be something totally different. You have no idea, right? When you walk in the middle of an event of something, right, you can jump to all sorts of conclusions, right? But you don't actually know what's going on necessarily, right? Okay, so I think that's good. It's going to tie in very nicely to what we've, you know, sort of the gishot that we've seen so far and just take it a step further. So the Ramah here Sorry, it's one thing. So one thing is the way the Shulchan Aruch presents it sounds like the fact that the Edim don't know, you know, they don't know that they're Edim just is like ironclad. That definitely pushes us towards the more legal, formal side of the spectrum here, right? Because the more that I say, oh, they're just like, you know, they're not, they're, the Edim need to know that they're being Edim and you need to know that they're Edim. There needs to be some sort of interaction there. Pushes us to like the Edim's special ma'amad, and you just don't have that, right? And therefore, it's just in a tzrifa man who get, it's obviously not Kiddushin. The more that it's like a, some sort of Beirur problem, the more I would think that maybe it's like a safek, right? Or be open to the fact that there's a safek. Now look at the Ramah, you know, kind of tilt us the other way. Afilu shamu ha'idim sha'amra shemekabelas l'kidushin. Even if the Edim hear her say, oh, you know, he says, Harayim Kodesh, he says, yes, I'm, you know, accepting this kidushin, thank you so much. We will live happily ever after. Yechola lomar yoda ta'iti she'in kidushin below Edim. I went to Shir. I know that there's no kidushin without Edim. Come on, right? Everyone knows that kidushin, you can't have kidushin without Edim, right? Where was the objective manifestation of my das? The kavanati l'schokbo, right? I was just pulling his leg because he, you know, he spent all his time learning kachim. He doesn't know kilchos kiddushin, you know. He was in yeshiva for Baba Basra, you know, and then the year after they did Yavamos, and he never learned kiddushin. V'davka she'omra she'kivna l'schok ba'alma. Ah, but only if she says she was just pulling his leg. Avalim mishkach im. If she says, nah, it never happened. And they say, yeah, we saw him give you a ring. She says, nah, I never took the ring. Then it's Kiddushin because she's saying it never happened. We have Edim that it happened. So she's denying it clearly, right? She really meant it to be Kiddushin because otherwise she would just say, oh, I didn't mean it.
Can't we say she's just embarrassed and she really didn't mean it?
It's possible, but generally, that's interesting. Right. That's a good question. Right. When do we say that, you know, when someone really, it's like at the double migu, right? That's on saying, oh, why don't we just apply a double migu, right? She would be believed to say that she was just pulling his leg. Right, because there are no Edim, so there's no like ma'amad of Kiddushin that sort of shows that she meant it. But since she could say, I was joking, right? And since it might be a little awkward to admit, or she's worried that if she says she's joking, they might not believe her. So she says, oh, it just never happened, right? Because she's, I didn't mean to marry him, and I just don't want any trouble from this, so I'll just say it never happened, right? The question of whether or not we say, in general, we don't really say that. The parallel case is by a milveh, where you have a case where the person says, oh, you owe me money, right? And the guy says, nah, never borrowed money from you in my life. And then Edim come and say, yeah, you did. Now, if the Edim had come and said he borrowed, and he said, if there's no shtar, he could always say, I borrowed, but I paid you back, right? But we say that kol ha'omer lo lavisi ki'ilu amar lo paraiti. If you say that there was no loan, right, then it means that you didn't pay it back. Because if you paid it back, you say, and you paid it back. Right? I think our gisha is more that the presumption is that people will tell the truth if the truth is in their favor.
So the condition here would be vada. It wouldn't be any like suffix condition.
It sounds like it. From the Ma'an Padua, it sounds like it would be Vada Kiddushin, because she's saying it never happened. We know it happened, right? The only reason for her to say it never happened is because it really did happen, and she's, you know, she wants to deny it because we have Edim that it actually happened, right? If she didn't mean it, she would have said, I was Mechavin to actually marry him. Yeah, he gave me a ring, right? But I thought, you know, I was on my way to Mount Doom, and he asked me if I could drop it off, right? But the fact that she's not saying that means that when she says never happened and the Edim say it did happen, so that contradicts her whole claim, and therefore it means that It really, really, really happened. You're right that there is a guichet. I mean, there are like, you know, there are possibilities, discussions about like, you know, when do we say, oh, you know, we could be towing that. That you really, you know, you're embarrassed to say this way, so you would do that way. But in general, we hold that if you say something that's not true, right, and then you turn around and then say, oh, you know, now, like, well, you know, I really just meant, it could be if she actually claimed that we might believe her. Have to check into that. But it sounds like from the Maram Padua that there'd be Kiddushi Vadai. Right? Because the only claim, she's basically Modeh that it happened. Or she's Modeh that she was Mechavim. Okay? Now, what's the problem with this Rama? Not really a problem, but, right? How's that contrast with the Shulchan Aruch?
They don't have to know there's Zaydin there.
Exactly, right? It's totally a question of Beirur, of knowing what's going on, right? It totally pulls us over to the other side of the spectrum where it's about knowing what's going on. They didn't know that they're Eidim, and yet Maram's saying, as long as if she's Modeh that they were Mechavim, if he says, yeah, I wanted to marry her, and she says, yeah, I wanted to marry him, then according to the Maram Padua, they're married, right? They're Eidim to the event. They're Modeh that it happened Kehilchasa. So it's great. It's fine. They're Eidim, and there was Kiddushin, and there was intent for Kiddushin. Right? Clearly, Maram Padua is taking things away from the perspective of there's something formal, right, about Eidim and knowing that they're Eidim, right, to something, it's purely practical. And what's fascinating is he thinks that the practical thing can be dealt with merely by their admission, right? Because at the time when the Eidim saw the Kiddushin, they didn't know that it was meant as real Kiddushin, right? We only know that it was meant as real Kiddushin now, since they were Modeh, or because she denied it, and it was clearly a specious denial, right? But we're only getting that information later, right? So according to Maram Padua, you could provide that information later. And then going back to our, like, you know, double ring ceremonies, discussions and stuff like that, you know, as long as afterwards they, I don't know, they sign a marriage license with the judge or whatever, and that, you know, or I don't know, they then go off and have the wedding reception. So, or they come in when the guy is announcing the chasan and kala, and then they like come in and they start dancing. It's like, oh, okay, clearly they meant to be married, right? I mean, you could use post facto evidence or birur, you know, to fill out the picture and to have kiddushin, and then it's good kiddushin, right? So that's a very different perspective than what we've really been seeing until now.
I'm not really sure. So you just mentioned the double ring ceremony. I'm not really sure the connection, because I thought that part of the issue was that it has to be coming from him, unless that wasn't the issue.
So Rushman said that in terms of the Maisa, it's not an issue because he also gives her a ring, right? Mm-hmm. I'm just bringing up, I'm not really bringing up Dafka, the double ring ceremony. I'm really just bringing up that whole discussion about if they say nice things, right, the Shema Ava V'chiba and all that stuff, or, you know, or they do double ring ceremonies, then, right, you don't know, do they mean to do it B'Torah's Kiddushin? Do they mean, you know, what are they trying to do? I think all those issues that come up, right, so it sounds like from the Ram Padua that you could just ask them, like, oh, you know, by the way, did you, right, what do you mean? Right, post facto is fine. Right, as long as it's, or let's say, you know, is it clear that they want to be married halachically? So, okay, fine. You know, you can just, you figure that out. You can come in and ask them, or you could just look at the wedding video and say, like, oh, it looks like they think that they're married, right, or something like that. It just sounds much more, it's about Beirur. It's about figuring it out. It's not like, oh, objectively, right, in the ma'amad of the Kiddushin, it needs to have objective evidence and edus to it. Yeah, to you.
Oh, I'm also just wondering that the fact that the Shulchan Aruch says Einam Nirim Lo or La, does that mean that like if one of them sees the Eidim, then it might work?
I think it's either or. I think if either of them don't see the Eidim. Right, because at the end of the day, we need to know both of their intent and both of their das equally. Okay, right. So this is a Gisha. Yeah.
Oh no! Just once we're asking questions. Einat tzricha mimenu get. I was wondering on why the Shulchan Aruch went in that direction, and not just say like, this is not kiddushin.
Because anytime you say, oh, you know, it's mikudeshes or inu mikudeshes, you're always kind of stuck with the question of, do we mean that lechumra or lekula, right? Sometimes, you know, it says, oh, mikudeshes. Do we mean that mikudeshes vaday, or do we mean, oh, you know, mikudeshes safik? Last year, we had a few cases, right, where the Shulchan Aruch had said mikudeshes, but it really, at least the Mefarshim thought that he meant choshesh in the kiddushin, right? Or choshesh that it's kiddushin. That you would have thought that it's not kiddushin at all, right? And the chiddush is that it's a chashash kiddushin, right? But it's chashash. It's not vaday kiddushin. Ein tzricha get is a way of saying it's definitely, definitely not kiddushin. I mean, you could have just said, oh, if you don't see the edim, then in a mekudeshes, meaning it's only safek kiddushin, right? Let's say the Maran Padua, right, would say that it's only safek kiddushin because you don't know, right? But then if they both say, yeah, we meant it, then mekudeshes, vaday.
Interesting.
Right? Now, the Rambam himself, actually, in all of Hilchos, in Hilchos Gerushin, he tells you right off the bat, he says, oh, whenever I say get pasul, I mean that she's not migureshes vaday and that she can't get remarried, but I don't mean that it's not a good get at all. Right? Either it's pasul midarbanan or it's only a safek. Whenever I say eno get, that means that it's not a get at all, l'shum davar, and you could just ignore it. And the reason why he does that is because, right, we could say it's not a good get, but what do we mean by it's not a good get? We mean it's nothing? We mean it's not a good get because, you know, she can't get remarried, but maybe it's only a pasul midarbanan, or maybe it's even just safek, and we're just not sure, right? So the, eno tzricha mimenu get means, like, you can ignore it. Nothing happened, right? As opposed to inu kudeshes, which could be, well, when he says here, have you kiddushin? What was the first question? I don't remember who asked it, but someone asked him, and very well, very correctly. So when he says have you kiddushin here, does the Maran Padua mean mikudeshes, or does he mean safi kiddushin? It was Nathan's question. And right, because whenever it says that, we're sort of negating the, you know, whatever we said before of like, oh, it's, you know, it's not good kiddushin. We'd assume it's not good kiddushin. Oh, it is kiddushin, real kiddushin or misafik. So this just is a statement of the shulch, of how confident we are that this is not good kiddushin. Say in a tzricha mimenu get, then not even a chumra at all. It's not kiddushin at all. Not midrabana, not misafik, not as a chumra, not as a, you know, as a midos chasidus or whatever. It's just not a get. It's not a kiddushin, right? Which is kind of the opposite of what the Rama is saying, which is it should be a kiddushin. We might believe her, right? Me, you know, because she could say, I didn't mean it. So we'll trust her, right? But is this a din in this case because there are no edim really, or the edim don't know enough, so we trust her, right? But that doesn't mean that it's not good kiddushin, right? If she says that she didn't mean it, so then, oh, she doesn't need to get. Right. For the Mechaber, it sounds like it just doesn't work at all. Okay, so the Chalukas Mechokek says, Yechol Olomar Yodas Hayisi Nira Af Shehim Omrim Shekivnu L'Shem Kiddushin Lo Mahani Me'achar Shlo Ro Es Ha'idim. Right? He says, no. Right? The Mechaber, the Shulchan Aruch, and this is what Chalukas says, he says, no, I don't agree with the Maran Padua at all. Right? That's wrong. If they didn't see the Edim, it doesn't matter that they were, even if they were Machave in the Kiddushin. 100% they said, they said a hidden imuchan, right? They said the Shem Yichud of ourselves with each other, right? And, you know, everything else you could possibly say, it doesn't matter because they didn't see the Edim, right? Why? in kankidushin afilu ledivrei ha'edim u'kamosha kasva rashba. Why the chol shehem lo ro osa in kankidushin u'mashmas lashan rashba af shehem omrim shekivnu l'shem kidushin in a klum the hakol yodin she'in kidushin below edim klum. If she says, you know, right, lehit kadesh lach, lecha, right, and the edim hear her saying lehinani muchan, right, and she holds that there's mamash a mitzvah kiddushin, so she says, you know, lekayim mitzvah kiddushin, right, anan sadi delo kibla lekiddushin. So we know that she wasn't mekadesh mekabel l'shem kiddushin, right? Raksha omeres kein veliba balima. We don't trust her that she actually was mechayiv a kiddushin because everyone knows that you can't have kiddushin without edim. That's an interesting argument, right? He's about to continue with something that's more familiar to us, but he's basically saying that it's not possible, right, for her to have been mechayiv for kiddushin, and we don't trust her to say it, even if she said the shem yichud, right, the hinani muchan umuzuman, because everyone knows that kiddushin requires edim. Okay, getting. I think the best way to explain that, there are two different ways to explain that. How do you explain that? Slightly different way. Two different ways to explain it. One that's more mashman is lashon. One that's like a more commonly understood concept to us. Why would we say, oh, you know, there were no edim, so anan sadi that she wasn't mekabel l'shem kiddushin.
Well, it sounds like an umdinah, but
right, it would be an umdinah, but why? Like, why would we make that umdinah? She said,
right?
Because
he asked him. You don't have all the parts of the equation.
Okay, what do you mean?
Like, if there weren't the edim, then she couldn't have had the das because there were no edim. Like, it just doesn't work. That's what it sounds like you say.
Meaning, okay, yeah. Good. Sharpen that. But yes, I like that. Like, right, you're missing part of it. But what does that like? What do you mean by that?
Yeah, I don't know. She couldn't have had das because it wouldn't have worked, even if there wasn't the whole equation. I don't know. I can't say it any other way.
Do you mean that in the sense of like psychologically, it's like psychologically impossible, or do you mean in the sense that like legally, that just would be a nonsensical thing to do?
Okay, yeah, legally it won't work because she needs to know that there are eight in there, and if she doesn't know that there are eight in there, then legally it doesn't matter what she's thinking.
Okay, right? So right, one way to say it, good, is to say that... Okay.
What? That was painful.
What?
That was painful to get to, like, the actual point.
Yeah, yeah. Look, that's, you know, gotta do. Gotta, like, you know, tease it out of your own mind, right? You know, you're thinking it, but nonetheless, you gotta, like, pull it out of the, you know, get your mind to, like, think the exact thing that it's supposed to be thinking. So one way to say it is that legally... Right, you're missing part of the equation, so you're just not thinking the right thing, right? You're just not thinking the right thing because you're thinking of kiddushin without edim, which is just not kiddushin, right? It's like, you know, I don't know. You're using the wrong legal system. You're filling out the wrong form. It's like if you took your W-4 form, you went to a judge and like, you know, I don't know, you wrote marriage contract on top, but left the inside text the same, right? And then pretended that it was like, oh, well, this is a marriage document. Why? Because I think it is. Isn't W-4 like for your fourth wedding, right? Or weddings on the 4th of July? You know, it says W-4. It must be about weddings. So you're just doing it wrong, right? So it's not that you aren't thinking kiddushin, right? You're just not thinking halachic kiddushin. You're not thinking kiddushin. That's kiddushin. Exactly, right? The other option, which Alex is pointing out, is that psychologically, right, you can have knowledge of something, right, but you can be psychologically incapable of conceiving it, right? It's going back to the, right, we need education and we need thought control, right? If you know that you can't possibly get married without Eidim, right, and then you say, you know what? I'm getting married without Eidim. And I really think I'm getting married. Do you really think you're getting married? Right? No. You say that you think you are, but you don't actually think you are, right? Because your mind is not capable of truly intending to get married, right? When you know that it won't work, that you're not doing it right.
So I don't know which of the two options this is closer to, but I like, for me, what stuck out about the underlined part is this perspective of the Eidim. Okay, yeah, it's not just about her and like what she thinks is happening or not. There kind of has to be this like partnership between the couple and the Eidim in order to make the legal process happen, where the couple knows that the Eidim are there to witness it and the Eidim know the couple are there to get married, and otherwise it just doesn't work.
Okay, so the underlined line, right, it's a different tack. That's kind of weird. He doesn't kind of separate it, but I think that's a third point or second point, right? It's a different point, right? The first point he makes is about them. The Eidim point, which we'll get to in a minute, is really, it's not about them, right? It's something about the Eidim. I think he thinks there are two points. He presents them as if they're one. But I think they're really two different points. Right? I think he's saying, this is about Adin and the Eidim, right? You know, they could intend it all they want, but we need Eidim, and the Eidim need certain things. Here he's saying, without getting into the question of like what the Eidim need to know and see and what is the role of the Eidim, right? He's just saying, like, oh, she or he, but I think we're just focusing on her right now, can't possibly have intended it. Right. So
that's what I meant when I said a partnership, because he seems to think you need both pieces. I don't think he's saying they're two separate arguments. He's saying they need to know what's going on. The couple needs to know what's going on. The Eidim needs to know what's going on. And without it, it just doesn't work.
Okay. If that means you can connect them. Okay. So let me finish with this, and then I'll get to that point. That's a good point. Okay. So this is the other option, right? So we basically have two options in this first thing. The one that is more mochrach in his words, right, is Alex's taina that, like, hey, wait a second, you know, you could be Canadian and you could, you know, think that you were like into the 4th of July and like there's nothing you love more than barbecues and fireworks, right? But like deep down, you're going to be like, I don't get it. Like, what's the big deal? Why are all these, United States of Americans going crazy, swilling lots of beer, barbecuing things and setting off tons of fireworks? It's a little excessive, no? So you can be like, no, it's not excessive. This is the greatest thing ever. But like, your mind just can't do it, right? Because it just doesn't make sense. Your mind isn't capable generally of making itself like really believe and really commit to things that don't make sense to it, right? And that's like one, you know, that's why like, let's say, you know, conspiracy theories, right? So until someone's really in it, right? And then suddenly, like, that's their worldview, right? You just can't understand how they believe it, because you couldn't get your mind to believe it. Now, obviously, if you took the time to, like, really, you know, attenuate your mind and program it, you could. But Tassa just doesn't make, we just don't understand what these people are thinking and doing, because you couldn't get your mind to do that right now, right? So the same thing here is that Anan Sadi, that she can't possibly think in that because there are no Eidim, right? You can't think that you're getting married when you're not doing marriage, right? So you're missing part of the equation, not in the legal sense, but in the sense of psychologically, just not something that your mind could think. Okay. The other option is legally, even if you really think it, you're not thinking the right thing, right? Because in order to get married, in order to do Kiddushin, Kiddushin involves Edim, and you need to also be intending to get married with Edim. And you're not intending to get married with Edim, right? You're intending to get married without Edim because you don't think there are any Edim. Right?
Right.
Yeah, Rachel. You have a question or?
Yeah, no, I had a question. So up until just this part of the Chalkas and Chokek, then how does he understand the second half of the Rama where he says, like, if she says that, oh, I never did Kiddushin, then her she's not believed, and then therefore it is Kiddushin because it didn't matter.
Wrong.
That question didn't matter.
Mama's wrong. Disagrees with it.
Okay.
Just thinks Mama's totally wrong. That's like, and you know, he's like, wrong. And wrong. He's just like, it's wrong. He's just like, I don't get it. What's he doing bringing this, you know? My Padua is just wrong. You know, that's not how we see things. Because right? In both cases, he's just saying it. Right? So the first one he says is that it doesn't matter, it doesn't work, because either legally, right, their action, they were never intended to do an act of Kiddushin, because an act of Kiddushin involves Edim, and they didn't try to bring Edim, right? So it's as if a man and a woman stood across next to each other and, like, closed their eyes and knitted their brows and were like, we intend to get married, right? Because they don't actually intend to get married, because they're not actually doing Kiddushin. Right? The fact that they're not doing Kiddushin proves that means that they're not actually intending to do legal halachic Kiddushin. Or it's just not possible for them to really have intended to do Kiddushin all the time knowing that they're leaving out something that's a ma'akev, the Kiddushin, right? It's like, oh, they intended to do Kiddushin without giving over a ring, Shavapruta v'chu, and by accident, he also gave over Shavapruta, right? But he was mechaving for Kiddushin, but he didn't realize he was giving over Shavapruta. Right, he wasn't actually mechavim for kiddushin because he didn't actually intend to give over the ring. So they didn't intend for there to be edim. So it means that they just weren't mechavim psychologically. Then he says, "Daha edim." Now he's shifting over to the edim. Tzrichim leida amisa sakiddushin. The edim, right? This is something we've seen a few times. That maybe the edim, right? They don't just need to see the act, right? They need to know objectively. They need to know the truth of the fact that this is kiddushin. V'kan yodim ha'edim shehi eina roa otham, right? There's no bigger ear or, there's no bigger question mark hanging over this kiddushin, right? Which the edim can't really testify that there was kiddushin because, right? They know that they knew that these people didn't see them. So how can they know, say, oh, we can testify that these people got married, right? And meant to get married, and they really meant it, if they didn't see them? So they know that these people did it without Edim. So how do they know that they really meant to get married? So even if they really meant it, there's just no Edim to that effect, right? Because now, Tehila's pointing out, maybe you can connect these two and say, it's not just that the Edim, right, need to see the event, right? Part of the legality of the event, or part of the intent, right? The intent is part and parcel of the Edos, right? And part of the getting married. So maybe, right, if the Edom need to be made also on their intent, Amisas HaKidushin, and these people don't see the Edom, right? So maybe it's also that you need to present your intent to the Edom, and you couldn't have done that. So part of your intent is the presentation outward, and part of the Edos is, right, having observed and seen and received that, you know, that broadcast of their intent. So both there's a chisaron in the broadcasting, because they couldn't have broadcasting, because they don't know their edim there. So they never broadcasted. And part of the intent is the broadcasting intent. And part of the edos is the reception of that broadcasted intent. Right? And then that just combines these two points. So there are two chisaronos, but they're really one. According to Tehila's suggestion, right? Just one is mitzad the edim and one is mitzidam. But in both, right, the manifestation of intent is missing. Okay, that's the chalkas machokek. The Beis Shmuel kind of understands the chalkas, only takes the first part of the chalkas machokek. Interesting. He brings up another shita of the Maharit. He quotes the Rama, right? And then he says, "Aval adas hamarit afilu im haya kavanatam l'shem kiddushin lo mahani v'hatam mishum shatorah hifkia kiddushin." The Torah basically says you can't have kiddushin without edim and without doing it with the edim. V'teida dim lo kain lama ne'menas lomar l'schul kavanas kavanti. Okay, v'lo chashin shemay armahu ella v'adai lo mahani kiddushin. Right, it's just not good kiddushin because the Torah says that legally we only accept kiddushin that's done in front of edim. Shuvah in an emenes b'chalkas machokik heiseg al dinze uposeg lo kamara folda vafilu im heim mukhashem meidim mikomakom kimen shelo roa edim lo avi kiddushin because of a time mishum anan sadi lo kiblo shem kiddushin. We know that there's a chisaron in their das. The Marit says, I don't care about their das. It doesn't matter if there was das. Even if you had das, it wouldn't help. Right? Because the Torah says you need edim. You need edikim, and then you know that there are edim there. Kamashakas of the Samach. Right? Ve'ima kidushin hayalifne edim psulim. So he says, I have a cool nafkamina. Let's say you have edim psulim. Ve'im lo yadu de edim heim psulim. He says, I have a good chak. I have a nafkamina. Right? Let's say, what's the difference between if it depends on their das or it depends on their on the ma'amad of the edim? Right? If you say that the edim are part of the ma'amad, or if you say that the edim, right, need to be able to testify to their intent and receive the broadcast of their intent, and that they need to broadcast their intent. So let's say the edim of the ma'amad are pasul, but then nobody knows that until later. So the chasan and kala are broadcasting their intent, right? Because they think these are kasher edim. They're convinced, right? On the other hand, right, the Edim themselves are possible, but the other Edim, who are further away, right, they see the whole thing, and they also see that there be Mekadesh in front of Edim, right? So in terms of the Ma'amad, these two other, the kosher Edim aren't really part of the Ma'amad. They're not standing under the chuppah, let's say, right? But they do see the Kiddushin, and they do see receive the broadcasted Das. And the Chazan and Kala think that these Edim under the chuppah are kosher, so they're broadcasting their das as well. Right? So I think it's a really good nafkamina. Right? So he says, according to the Chalkas Mechokek, it should be good kiddushin. The Hak Havanasam Hayal Hashem Kiddushin. Kivin the Lohayu Yodim Dehim Psulim. Avalatam Maharit Afbakai Gavna Lohayu Kiddushin. Right? It's Gishma. I think it's really good. It's really clever. Because everyone thinks, right, that these are good Edim. So they think they're doing good kiddushin, and they think they're doing the whole shebang, right? And in terms of technically, you have good edim, just not these guys. But according to the Maharit, that's not good enough still, right? Because not only what you really need is that the Torah is mafkia the kiddushin, unless your edim, right? The edim are really part of the ma'amad. Right, it's like, oh, let's say the judge who signed the marriage certificate turns out to not have been a judge. Or, this is a fun trivia fact, let's say he was a judge appointed by Trump in New York State. Apparently, judges appointed by Trump, Governor Cuomo found like passed them from being misadir kiddushin. I'm not really sure how that works. It doesn't really make sense to me. I never looked into it. I was just in a bunch of headlines for like a few weeks in a row because he kept doing it. So apparently you could do that. So let's say it turns out he was a judge, right? You thought you were doing it in front of a judge. She thought they were doing it in front of a judge. The judge thought he was doing it in front of a judge, right? Because he's a judge. But it turns out that the governor, passed him from being Masad there. But what happened? The judge is married to a judge who's also there, right? And, you know, and she witnessed the whole thing, right? So do you say, oh, well, you know, they meant to do it, and all the whole equation's there, right? Just not the way that's just not organized the way they thought. Or no, right? At the end of the day, the judge who presided was Apostle Judge. Okay.
When I was reading this with Jordy, she mentioned that this doesn't take into account the fact that you're sometimes supposed to appoint Aiden, like the Rashba talked about that.
We're gonna get to appointing Aiden. When it gets to like pointing Aiden, we get to all that at the end. But in general, Lemaisa, we paskin that you don't need to appoint Aiden. It's good enough to have Aiden. But the base mayor actually thinks you need to appoint the Edom, which I think is really gishmak, because that means that the Edom really need to wear Edom hats. Maybe those black hats are Edom hats.
It's a lot of Edom.
Yeah, that could definitely make it a problem. But I think that would explain that. It's probably written in black ink, Edom, on it. You just can't see it because it's like, just, you know, blends in with the color. Yeah, so that's the so if you have to appoint Edim, right? So then maybe the fact that the other Edim, so that definitely goes with the Ma'arid, I think, right? If you have to appoint them Mamish, then you can't just say, oh, well, there were other people and they were kosher, because you have to appoint Edim, right? And definitely that would say, you know, the Edim are really part of the Ma'amah. But let's leave appointing Edim out for now. Although that is a sheet. Okay. Okay. Fine. So the Avni Miluim also gets into this, right? Okay, it says right. Amishim Gitim Mikidushin, Bainim Edim Leguf Hamaisa, Ubainan Kavanasan Likidushin, Gamla Edim Tsarashi Havnu Hamikadish Vamit Kadesh. Why? She says Bahim Atsasi Beritva. You don't actually need to appoint them. Right? You can't just have the Edim hiding behind the wall and listening in without them knowing. Edim who are hiding behind the wall or behind one-way glass, right, only count as Edim when we're trying to prevent people from lying. So then, right, oh, we caught you on surveillance camera and we know you're lying, right? You can't say, oh, yeah, but I was in quarantine the whole time, you know, and then like, well, if you're in quarantine the whole time, why do we have you on surveillance camera, in Macy's, from 30 blocks from your house, right? V'od, have you matzi l'mimar lo shatakti ela b'shvil shalo ro edim, k'svur shalo ho'el kidushin. And she can always say, oh, you know, yeah, it happened, but I didn't mean it. Right? Dan kosher kedushin adkan l'shono. Im kein b'zeh shahiyu hakshir ma'chorei hageder, lo hevi kedushin mitayim ha'shakasav haritva. De lo mahani edei hachmana klal b'davar shetzarach guf hadavar le'edim. The ritva's formulation about edos, right, he calls them edei kiyum, that the guf hadavar, the kiyum guf hadavar, the actual, right, existence of the Kiddushin, or the creation of the Kiddushin, requires the Edim. So it's not that the Edim are there to testify to the event so that people can't lie, right? It's that the Guf HaDavar, the actual Kiddushin, requires the Edim. They're part of the creation of the Kiddushin, right? Which I think is very much what we were saying in terms of the Maharit, that it's not also that, like, oh, there's a Tanai that you can only get married, right, if it's, you know, filed properly, or if it's enforceable. We're saying more than that. We're saying the creation of marriage, right, is something that's dependent on witnesses, right? Otherwise, there is no marriage. V'hainu mishum d'nehi d'kidushin lo bai atem edim, ava kavana le'edim mihu bai. V'hainu sheshneim yechavnu l'kadesh b'fnei edim. Right, we need that intent, right? We need that joint intent between the four of them, right, for them to be witnesses, right? Because really the amount of Kiddushin is happening between the four of them, not just the two of them. Right? So the Edim that are hiding behind the wall or who are far away, who are kosher, right, are not going to help according to, right, the Avni Miluim, so understanding the Ritva and the Maharit, right? It's only going to help according to the Chalkas Machokik, right? So here we have, just 1 second, we just have three basic shitas, okay? We have the Maran Padua and the Ramah, who basically say, we need the Edim, right? Because we need Beirur of what happened. In Achamami, Mekadesh without Edim doesn't work. But if B'mitzias there are Edim, there's a Tanai, there's a rule that you can't have marriage if it's not enforceable, right? But if it turns out that you do have witnesses somewhere, right? Even if you didn't know about them, or even if, right, they were able to supplement their testimony with outside information, right, enough to make it enforceable, so then it works, right? So then if she says it never happened, she's in an amendas and mikudeshes, because now we know that she meant it, right? If they say, oh yeah, I really meant it, then they're vade married. If she says I was joking, so then she's believed and they're not married. But it's all a question, right, of what do they mean? Chalkas Mechokik and the Ma'arit says this has nothing to do with what they meant, right? Even if they meant it, it doesn't work. Chalkas Mechokik, right, ties it in to the question of Das, right? Das of the Edim. Das, their Das, and the fact that the Edim can't actually testify to it. And the Maharit, who says that it's more than that, the Edim are part of the Ma'amad. So if there are no Edim at the Ma'amad, or part of the Ma'amad, it doesn't work, right? And so the Beit Shmuel's Nafkamina is, let's say, Das-wise, right, they know, and the Edim know, right, because they think they're a Kasher Edim, and they're a Kasher Edim who see the whole thing and hear the whole thing, and see the fact that they see the other Edim. Turns out that the first pair of Edim are puzzle, right? So they're not part of the Ma'amad, but in terms of the Das, they're all there for the Das, right? So what happens is, if they're there from the Maisa Kiddushin and part of the Ma'amad, so then Guf HaDavar Tzarech Edim, and there are no Edim who are part of the Guf HaDavar, right? So that's the Avni Miluim and the Ma'arit. Actually, I need to join those two together. Pretend these are one thing. Or, says the Chalkas Mechokik, it's about creating Gemira's Das. It's about creating this high level of Das where they really, really, really need to be Mekadesh, right? And without that high level of Das, then there's no Ishus. Ishus really requires this high level of Das, and without the Edim there, and knowing that the Edim are there, and perhaps also the Edim need to know about that Das, right? It could be both directions. It could be a Din, or it could be off, right, the two directions combined, as Tilo is saying. It could be that the Edim need to know about their Das, right, objectively. So just if they see it, but they weren't presented it, broadcast to them, then it doesn't count. They don't actually know. They haven't seen it. Or the people need to broadcast that Das and really have that Das on a very high level. So they need to know about the Edim. But if the Edim turn up deep Sulim, but there are other Edim, so that should be fine, right? Because it's about the Das, it's about the Beirur, it's about the presentation, the broadcast and reception of their ironclad intent, but we have that, right? So therefore, even if you have puzzle Edim tricking everyone into doing everything, thinking the right things, that would still work, right? Or another way to read the Chalkas, or part of the Chalkas Mechokei, could you separate them, is he just has a separate idea that, well, the Edim just don't know. And just even if as long as the Edim don't 100% know, right, even if afterwards they find out that they meant it, doesn't matter because the Edim didn't see that, right? Which gets much more of a technical din that you need Edei Birur, Bishas Kiddushin, right? And the Edei Birur need to be able to mate on everything. It's not like you need a special high level of Das. You just need to know. You just need Edei Birur. but you don't have that, right? Because the Edom don't know that they know. The Edom know that they don't see. They don't know that there are Edom there. Mimila, we don't know what their das is. And even if afterwards they say that they had das, the Edom can't testify to that fact. Or, right, the Rama and the Maran Padua, it's really just Edo's mirror. You really just need to know what went on. And then if they say it didn't happen, we don't believe them, in which case we know what's going on. And if they tell us we meant it, we know what's going on. And if she says I was joking, so she's believed because, you know, the fact that there were they didn't intentionally have Edom there is pretty suggestive to the fact they didn't really mean it. Okay. Questions? Yeah, go for it, Tila.
Yeah, I don't know if this is going back a while, but I was just surprised with what Maharit said that the Torah is able to be Mufkiya v'Kiddushin. Do we have a Torah source for needing Edim for Kiddushin? Like, did I miss that?
Yeah, there is. I don't remember where that is. Yeah, there is a Torah source that called Davar Sheba'erva in Apachus Mishnayim, and that you need two Edim. I think it's towards the end of Kiddushin. But yes, we do. His Lashon of Mafkia is actually very interesting, right? Because you would have thought, at least like the way that we see it mostly, unlike until now, is
like you would have thought it worked, but we undid it.
Yeah, I mean, normally we say, oh, you know, just you need Edim, there aren't Edim, or the Edim, you need Edim, and there are no Edim, so it just doesn't work. The idea of like Hifkia, and that's kind of why in the chart here I separated them, was almost like Hifkia, if Hikpida, you know, is like we really wanted something. And even though technically you could have, this one should work, the Torah basically made this an ironclad rule. So initially I was thinking that the Ma'arit is really thinking that really you need Edus Birur. The Torah wants you to have Edus Birur on Kiddushin because Kiddushin, right? But the standard is set very, very high. So even though technically in this case, if where there are Edim behind the wall, in theory, you actually know everything you need to know on the level of what you need to know, since it wasn't done, you know, in an above board manner, the Torah still doesn't accept it. That's what I was initially thinking, which is why the chart looks this way. But, and that, because otherwise, why use the Lashon of Hifkia, Hakidushin? Hifkia implies that it really should work, but the Torah said, no, still not going to work, higher standard, right? Or not accepting that, right? It's like, you know, almost like a teacher who says, like, technically, like, you know, there's nothing like, you didn't break any school rules, but I refuse to accept, like, a paper, you know, that's, like, written this way. Or, like, if you use sources like that, you know, like, refuse to accept, like, those sources, like, a paper based on those sources. Technically, like, you know, you didn't do anything wrong. You didn't plagiarize. You didn't, like, break any rules. But they're just like, oh, it's beneath our standards, and I won't accept it. Right, so that's like the Lashon of Hifkia. The reason why, the problem is that, like, in terms of the way the Ma'arit's din just fits so nicely with the Avni Miluim's point of just the Guf HaDavar needs Kiddushin. So even though you did the Kiddushin and you meant it and your Das was great and your my presentation was great and it's enforceable in theory because we have edos to the fact that you're married and she's a shesesh and she's a asher l'kulei alma. At the end of the day, right, what matters is that the edim are part of the ma'amad, right? And then you could explain the hatorah hifkia kiddushin is because normally edim are there for berur, right? The chiddush here is that the Torah says that, you know, the Edom need to be part of it. So even if you do it, if the Edom aren't part of it, there's not Kiddushin. And the Torah says, Kia Kiddushin, if they're an Asa without Edom. Not only if there are no Edom, but even if the Edom just aren't part of the Ma'amad. But I'm willing to accept that the Lashon of Hifkia, that you could do the chart the way I initially did it, or you can understand the Ma'arit as going together with davening Minuah. Both of those, I think, are legitimate. Again, what's interesting is, right, those are still different, right? Because davening Minuah is saying that part of Kiddushin, part of the act of Kiddushin, right, is doing it in front of Eidim. Just like in America, it's, you got to do it in front of a judge, right? It's part of Kiddushin. It's not that, oh, there are two people who are getting married, right? But we require there also to be, you know, certain other caveats. It's not a caveat, right? It is the process. It is part of what you're doing. While according to the way the chart presents the Maharit, and, right, if you want to be Madaik in Hifkia, then the Maharit's really saying the Kiddushin is Kiddushin between the two of them, right? The Torah required as a caveat that it needs to be done, right, in front of Eidim, not just that there be Eidim, but it needs to be done in front of Eidim. It needs to be done with Eidim, right? As a something, as a modifier to Kiddushin. So for the Avnei Miluim, it's clearly part of Kiddushin is the Eidim. For the, for one way to read the Ma'arit, it's a caveat, right, on Kiddushin. You have Kiddushin, and then there's this caveat that it doesn't work unless it's done with Eidim. Okay? The Chalkas Mechokek is basically, it seems to be saying that it's about Das, right? You need the Eidim to create Gemiras Das, right? You can't have proper Das without Eidim. But that's, it's ultimately, right, it's a necessary component of getting to Kiddushin, but it's not, the Eidim aren't part of Kiddushin. Right, the Eidim are a catalyst for their ability to do Kiddushin. Right, if you separate the Ha'idim Tzrichim Leida, it's not even part of the Kiddushin. Almost, it's like Kiddushin needs Beirur. Right, that's true. That's part of Kiddushin, but it's a Beirur. Right, it needs to be enforceable. It needs to be made known Klapei Chutz. Right, and the Eidim just can't do that because they can't read your mind without you broadcasting to them what you actually have in your mind, or telling them what you have in your mind. Yeah.
I know you said earlier that the Chalkat Mechokek would outright disagree with the Ramah. And maybe there are other parts of it that doesn't work, but if it's just about broadcasting Da, if she knows that she accepts it L'shem Kiddushin, isn't that a kind of Halcharzat Da? So doesn't that kind of follow the same idea, even though it's not to Eidim, but there's still Machris?
Well, first of all, according to the Ramah, she didn't need to say that. The Ramah says, even if she said it, we still don't know. Because at the end of the day, she could still be joking, right? So she's never actually been Machris or Das, because she really might be joking, because she knows that there are no Eidim, right? So she can do whatever she wants. She can mess with him however she wants. Right, but the point is that the Ramah is happy to say afilu shamu ha'edim sh'amra mekabel sekidushin yichol alomar. Right, he says even if she said, she could still say, I was joking. Right, and right, but if she's moda and says, yeah, I really meant it, or if she says, and she didn't say anything, right, he says harei megudashesli, and she accepts it. Or, sounds like from the Ramah, even if they don't hear him say Haret Nekudashesli, they just see him give her a ring. And then afterwards, the Maran Padua goes over to them and says, oh, why did you do that? And they say, oh, we just got married, right? The Maran Padua is going to say Mazel Tov, right? Chalkas Mechokek is going to say, he's going to probably pull out a large staff and smite them, right? He's going to pull out, he's going to pull out a smiting rod and just whack him on the head and say, like, what are you doing? Right? L'yasser sheve me'yuda, m'chokik m'bein raglav, and he's going to chase them out of town for being fools. Because that's not Kiddushin. Right? Because even though they're saying that they meant it, the m'chokik is going to say, who cares? Right? The Ma'arit is going to say, like, that's beyond absurd. Like, it's like you literally brought, only half of the wedding party here, right? Because you have the bride and groom, but where are the Eidim? Avinu Milam is going to say, like, You didn't even do Kiddushin. You didn't even try to do Kiddushin. Right? The Rama says, oh, they definitely tried to do Kiddushin. And they even did Kiddushin. Assuming that they really meant it. Right? But we would trust them. And they did. They actually did Kiddushin. The only question is whether or not they did Kiddushin. We just need to find out. According to everybody else, right? It's not a question at all about whether or not they did Kiddushin. They definitely didn't do Kiddushin according to any of these Shittos. Right? There's definitely no Kiddushin. According to the Maharam of Padua and the Rama, right? They may or may not have done Kiddushin. We just need to find out. Did they? Did they not? Did they mean it? Did they not mean it? Right? It's a totally, totally different approach to everybody else. Okay, so next year, we're going to continue with just the next part of like what parts of this whole thing do the Edom actually need to see? Okay? Let's say they know, you know, the Chasam and Kala know they are Edom there, right? But let's say the Edom, like what parts of the Kiddushin do they actually need to see? What do they need to hear, right? Everyone knows that they're Edom, but, you know, but what do the Edom need to actually have seen, know? Do they need to know who the Chasam and Kala are? You know, do they need to actually see the handing over the ring? Is it good enough to see him holding it and then her holding it? Things like that.